Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, November 22nd, 2016 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. A wild ride it is. It just doesn't stop, does it? Wild and dystopic ride. We are all road warriors, those who would esteem ourselves. I am your host, Chris Hinckley, and feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com. This morning, as we get going, very, very strange, little bizarre anomalies, just little things, little observances, breaks from protocol. You know, I mentioned in the Philando Castile shooting, it's very interesting. Philando Castile's girlfriend, Diamond Reynolds, began Facebook streaming, video streaming the traffic stop about 40 seconds after the shooting took place. And there were, you know, all of the anomalies we've discussed in that. The fact that she seems fairly calm and she's able to video without shaking, which is remarkable when you've witnessed your significant other or anyone for that matter being shot at point blank range right next to you, right beside you inside a vehicle. And her child, small child, was in the car, I believe 4 years old, no screaming, no crying. And then for her to be videoing in the back of a patrol car as she's being given a ride somewhere, it was all very strange. But apparently that happened. The way that the story has continued to develop. The most recent in those kinds of events is the shootings, the Bloody Sunday shootings, as they're being referred to, of several police officers around the country. And the San Antonio shooting, Officer Marconi being shot allegedly by Otis Tyrone McCain. That's an interesting, bizarre story. Did you see any of the video coverage of that? We'll give you some of that in a second. But since when is the press as the suspect is being transported? That's we saw happen. There's video footage of that. So for more on that, you decide. Is this bizarre and provocative? The fact that there were several incidents that happened on the same day and the same sort of MO, if you will, is bizarre. Strange folks doing strange, anomalous things that all coincide with one another is fairly unprecedented. Whenever these kinds of anomalies and coincidences arise, I always think of Congressman Mike Rogers' words, regarding the Benghazi attacks. Remember when he was interviewed back in 2012, the weekend after the September 11th, 2012, it was a 9/16/2012 interview on Fox News Sunday. Congressman Mike Rogers was asked, and he was also the House Intelligence Committee chairman, a former FBI special agent, but he was asked, what do you think about the White House's ridiculous narrative, which was obviously proven false? And that should tell you quite a bit right there. The White House basically lying about things openly and then changing its story. That's a little bizarre, don't you think? So when he was asked about that ridiculous narrative, his response was, "The first thing you learn as a young FBI agent is there are coincidences, but they're not likely. And there are a lot of coincidences about this event." And so speaking of that and these strange coincidences, there are a number of those with these events, but then there are the anomalies like the questioning of the suspect during transportation. So for more on that, here's the first video, Associated Press video titled "Man Arrested in San Antonio Police Shooting." If you're ready with that, go ahead, please.
This is the person whose image we saw on surveillance. This is also the person we believe is responsible for the cold and calculated murder of Detective Marconi. We took him into custody without incident. We have also recovered the suspect vehicle we were looking for. We have obtained a search warrant, and we're going to thoroughly process the vehicle for evidence.
Anything you want to say? You're being accused of shooting a cop, killing him.
I just want to see my son.
What were you upset about, sir?
Society not letting me see my son. I lashed out at somebody that didn't deserve it.
Did you know Officer Marconi?
No, sir.
What were you doing down here on Sunday?
Why was it his fault that you wouldn't want to see his son?
I've been through several custody battles, and I was upset at the situation I was in. I lashed out at somebody that didn't deserve it.
You have anything to say to his family?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for saying that also, because I didn't mean it that way.
You just were upset? You just wanted to take it on someone?
Yes, sir.
So there's the Associated Press video coverage, which is somewhat informative, but the CNN video coverage is interesting and we'll kind of get to the point here in the next couple of videos, but notice it's kind of nonsensical. You know, I was upset, and first of all, it's bizarre, in my opinion, hearing the press being allowed to question him as he's being transported, or in the process of being transported, as he's escorted to a vehicle for transport. That's fairly unprecedented. As far as I understand, and I would consider that a break from protocol. Maybe not formal, but it's just nonsensical. It's just more of the non sequitur we seem to be seeing on an ongoing basis as we watch unreality more and more being paraded in front of us as reality. So listen to the CNN video coverage of the same incident. Go ahead, please.
There seems to be this mix of relief and grief here in San Antonio. People grateful that this accused cop killer is behind bars, but at the same time, they're also grieving the loss of this police officer. Investigators here saying that it was several leads that took him directly to Otis Tyrone McCain. He's a 31-year-old San Antonio man. He seemed apologetic as he was led by officers out of the police department yesterday. Take a listen.
I just want to see my son.
What were you upset about, sir?
Society not letting me see my son. I lashed out at somebody that didn't deserve it.
Did you know Officer Marconi?
No, sir.
What were you doing down here on Sunday?
What was his fault that you wouldn't want to see his son?
I've been through several custody battles.
That's a suspect in Officer Marconi's death here. Again, fairly apologetic here, saying that he was simply mad at society and didn't necessarily know the officer.
So, interesting. Several leads that took police directly to Otis Tyrone McCain. And I don't know about you, but there are a number of oddities, I suppose you could say, in the scenario there. You know, several leads that took them directly to McCain. He speaks on camera, which is bizarre and, like I said, unprecedented. What he's saying sounds fairly nonsensical and unrelated. Again, non sequitur. I've been involved in custody battles with my son. They won't let me see my son. And so this, and this coincides with other events. It reminds one of mind control programs, the weak-minded being used as Manchurian candidates. And that, of course, dovetails with the other shootings. Speaking of that, John Hay, the alleged shooter in the Sanibel, Florida shooting of Officer Jared Ciccone, Same kind of oddities, and for that we'll go to the Fox 4 Now video titled "Who is Sanibel Police Officer Shooter?" Go ahead with that one if you're ready, please.
And as of tonight, that suspected gunman, John Hay, remains in the Lee County Jail without bond, charged with attempted first-degree murder.
Investigators say the victim in this case, Officer Jared Ciccone, a veteran with the Sanibel Police Department, was working a traffic stop on Periwinkle Way when Hay allegedly drove by and shot him in the shoulder. Now, Hay was eventually arrested after a shootout with police. It happened at his parents' home on Sandcastle Road.
Four in the Corner has live team coverage of this developing story. We're starting with Sam Sosa. She's live at the Sanibel Police Department learning more about the suspect's past. Sam?
Good evening, guys. Out here on the island, it was really hard to find people who knew Hay. I spoke to some of his neighbors, and they tell me that he lived with his parents in a house not too far from the police station, which is right behind me. And here at the police station, they tell me that this isn't his first run-in with the law.
We just heard a number of shots. I thought it was firecrackers.
Not firecrackers, but shots allegedly fired by this man, John Hay.
From someone who lives in this neighborhood, you don't think anyone who lives here is capable of this type of thing?
No, not that we know. I never thought that at all.
He lives here on Sandcastle Road on Sanibel Island, where detectives continue investigating. This is where he ended up when police finally detained him after a gunfight. Hay is a mystery to his neighbors.
I've probably seen him.
I knew of him. Yeah, I talked to him a couple of times. Lived with his parents.
No one we talked to really knew him or his mental state. I tried to speak to his parents.
Guys, we'd just like to ask a few questions about your son, John.
No answer, but Sanibel police tell me Hay is no stranger to the department.
Well, we've had, I believe, trespass warnings and traffic citations. Nothing like this, though.
I asked if there was any reason he would target any of their officers.
Not to my knowledge.
Who knows? You know, the world is changing.
Although we've seen several ambush-style police shootings all over the country, we don't know the motive of this shooting yet. People who live around here, like Mary, thankful the officer is okay, thinking mental health may be an issue when it comes to these kinds of incidents.
Maybe people just need to be more aware if there is something going on in their area with someone that maybe we could reach out and help them.
Now, that officer who was shot was treated and released from the hospital. He's going to be just fine. But as for Hay, he remains behind bars and should be in court tomorrow morning. For now, I'm live in Sanibel. Sam Sosa, Fox 4, in your corner.
All right, guys. Thank you, Sam. And 4 in your corner did some digging. We've learned that John Hay is no stranger to the Sanibel Police Department. According to information just released by the department, he has had 15 run-ins with police since 2006. One of these cases involved Hay calling police, claiming that his ex-wife was going to take his stuff and that someone was keeping tabs on his house. Police have also responded to possible credit card fraud against him, as well as calls about someone trying to break into his home and leaving syringes in his yard.
And tonight.
So there's that video coverage. John Hay, the suspected gunman, as you heard, in the shooting of Officer Jared Saccone of the Sanibel Police and down in Florida. And so, again, very, very odd. You know, the stuff you heard right at the end of that video coverage by Fox 4 was odd enough. But then you have all of the other little anomalies. The suspected gunman, the video description on YouTube of the Fox 4 Now video says the suspected gunman, exactly, suspected. He is innocent until proven guilty in America, or at least that's the way we used to think. The suspected gunman, John Hay, remains in the Lee County Jail without, it's actually Ale, the J is missing, but remains in the Lee County Jail without bond, charged with attempted first-degree murder. This after he shot an officer in a drive-by shooting during a traffic stop. Well, that's alleged. That hasn't been proven yet, has it? So the suspected gunman, this after he shot, that's an interesting little nuance there. And perhaps that was an innocent mistake, but that's an odd coincidence, I would say. Suspected, yet presumed guilty in the same description. Sanibel Police discuss his past with reporters, which is bizarre to me. You hear that openly discussed during the piece. The reporter mentioned no one knows, couldn't find anyone who knows his mental state. Hard to find anyone who knew him, lives with his parents, and no stranger to Sanibel Police Department was mentioned several times, which is interesting, including his history. So it's again, it to me fits a Manchurian candidate profile fairly well, I would say. Someone with somewhat of a weak constitution or weak mental state and perfect lone wolf type scenario, it sounds like. You have all of these related incidents with people fairly similar in their mental state and general condition in life, doing the same thing on the same day, just by chance. It's very provocative. So again, I would, in those cases, I would go back to Congressman Mike Rogers' words. Again, former congressman, former House Intelligence Committee chairman, former FBI special agent, saying, first thing you learn about these kinds of things, or the first thing you learn as a young FBI agent, is there are coincidences, but they're not likely. And there are a lot of coincidences about the shootings over the weekend, I would say, to borrow from Mike Rogers' words. We'll be right back after this short break.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Bizarre stuff. I don't know about you, but these clips are fairly, again, non sequitur, I think, is the operative term. Bizarre is another fitting term. Just very strange. These things don't happen by accident. So just a kind of a brief aside. First of all, my comments are conjectural, obviously. They're my own. But usually, after seeing enough of these kinds of things, you start to see patterns emerge, and that is the sad reality. I would not be surprised at all if we see a call for more legislative overreach or participation in other organizations like the Strong Cities Network, for example, an increased push toward further militarizing law enforcement, further fusing the local law enforcement community with the national and multi-jurisdictional task force machinery, just to weld all of that infrastructure together and then to distance control and authority for those mechanisms somewhere outside of the local community. That's what keeps happening. So the old Hegelian dialectical conflict model seems to be in full effect when these kinds of things arise, when these incidents arise, particularly when there is some kind of a coordinated series of incidents, like seems to be the case over the weekend with these shootings. So it has been suggested that it is very difficult to come up to speed, I suppose. And it is. I mean, it's to understand how the world works is difficult. It's challenging because there is a great deal of Machiavellian intrigue and deception at play. I would say layers upon layers of intrigue and deception. And Bernays was right in propaganda when he wrote that, the opening words of his book Propaganda, published in 1928, from chapter one, titled Organizing Chaos, a nice esoteric title. He wrote, "The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard of." He wrote further, "Our invisible governors are, in many cases, unaware of the identity of their fellow members in the inner cabinet." And they're unaware, but there are nuances and layers to the way that works. Anyway, you have to become scrutinous, I think. And I don't know that anyone is perfect in their application of scrutiny. I don't think that I am by any means, but I think you get an eye for it, or you develop those muscles, so to speak. We are encouraged to believe, not by accident in America, that government is good and it will take care of us, and everything is fine. There's nothing to be concerned about. And this is a distinct break, a marked break from American tradition. And we'll talk more about that, certainly from the founders. Anyway, we'll talk more about that on the other side of this break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But
back.
I want to have control. I want the perfect body.
Bottom of the first hour of today's broadcast, this Tuesday, November 22nd, 2016. And so we have been led to or encouraged in America to believe that government is good. It's fine. There's nothing to fear. Because, you know, the government will take care of us. Children are definitely being led to believe that these days. And that, to me, is despicable. It's deeply disturbing. It's beyond concerning. It's deeply disturbing as far as I'm concerned. You see these programs, children being encouraged to believe that mom is the state. The state is mom. You know, that's the video game. What was that? I think the Raving Rabbids video game or something. It's a theme that seems to keep cropping up here and there in those places, propagandizing children. Anyway, selling things, believing that the state is going to give you things. It's bizarre to have children selling, doing fundraisers and things for school is a way to deepen the social conditioning that I don't think people realize, which is very sad. Anyway, that's an aside. I won't get into that right now, but it's interesting. This is a marked departure from our history. And certainly from the sentiments of the founders, the best I think on the matter, I think, is Thomas Jefferson, perhaps one of the most, if not the most, eloquent and articulate of the founding era. And in his first inaugural address, I think he put it pretty well. Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. That's what we see happening these days. You know, Tim Allen was on the Kelly File yesterday, and it was interesting. I liked the way he put it. He said, "I'm an anarchist. I don't like anyone telling me what to do." I think that's about as well as you can put it. That, to me, is as well as you can boil down what it means to be an American in the traditional sense. I don't like anyone telling me what to do. So Thomas Jefferson, in his first inaugural address, said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself." That's what we see happening. The generals with the government of themselves. So we have to apply greater and greater control over those folks, and more oppressive, more tyrannical, more draconian, authoritarian laws and codes and et cetera, because they just can't, the general citizenry can't behave themselves. And Jefferson went on to say, can he then be trusted with the government of others? Oh. Or have we found angels in the form of kings, in the forms of kings to govern them? Let history answer this question. In other words, no. And so what you find is certainly what's been happening in America. You know, again, it has been suggested that to come up to speed on how things really work is a monumental task, and I wouldn't discount that by any means. I think it is. It's become virtually impossible to come up to speed. Everyone's busy, as folks would say. And I've said that, you know, but we're kept busy on purpose, and that I think that speaks to Jefferson's words in his letter to Samuel Kercheval back in 1816, if memory serves. I believe, anyway, not to get off track, people are busy. It does take some time and some effort. I think the largest part of that effort is being able to think critically, because again, our critical thinking muscles are encouraged to atrophy and wither in this society in lieu of the herd mentality getting in lockstep with everyone. I mean, think about how difficult it is, even in, I don't know if you've been in groups or discussions of even what are presumed to be like-minded people. It is incredibly difficult to be in a group of people in American society today and have a view outside of the generally accepted or generally held view of the group. This is herd mentality, and we should – what are we afraid of when we're in a group? Why can't we have an intelligent and meaningful discussion? Why can't we all learn and grow and build from there? Why can't we reinforce critical thinking, the logic process, and so forth, so we all get smarter, so to speak? Why can't we do that? It seems – incredibly difficult, at least in my experience, and it shouldn't be. It should be fairly easy. I mean, the usual pride notwithstanding, if we could set our pride aside, humble ourselves a little bit, which of course reminds me of Alexander Solzhenitsyn's words, that I have mentioned repeatedly on the matter, and him saying it's a universal law, intolerance is the first sign of an inadequate education. And further, he said, an ill-educated person behaves with arrogant impatience, whereas truly profound education breeds humility. It's an education rooted in experience, I would say, and it doesn't fear the truth. It celebrates the truth. It welcomes the truth. So it's difficult to come up to speed, but once you start to build those critical thinking muscles, then that process is accelerated considerably, because those muscles start to build. You start to look at things differently. And the precursor to that, I think, really is realizing that, yes, Virginia, there is a conspiracy, to borrow from Miracle on 34th Street shamelessly. But, you know, Jefferson was right. Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Look what's happening in America. Everywhere you look. Children, you know, the accident, again, I'm not downplaying the tragedy. But, you know, the bus crash that killed six kids, I think. Now, it was the initial story was five, now it's six in Chattanooga. Six killed, 23 sent to the hospitals. Now we have to, you know, we have to have seatbelts on buses, and I'm surprised there isn't lobbying for a bus attendant to buckle them in, because people can't be trusted with the government of themselves. And on and on. You know, there's a twist in the technocratic era. The twist is people have become a liability. And that was discussed last week a little bit to touch on that. You know, the would-be betters of us all, as was discussed last week, want to control all natural resources, not the least of which include human resources. And as I said last week, the caveat to that, based on the words of these designers, these intriguers and suggestibilists, as I'd call them, suggestibilists, because that's what they do in satanic fashion. They make these suggestions. They love these little headlines with the question and these words with ambiguity and duplicity in the headlines. Some say, some are calling for, really, who are the some? How many are there and who are they? What is their significance? Does doing this cause that? They ask the question. This is what the suggestibles do. Anyway, folks like Jeremy Rifkin, for instance, in his book The Internet of Things, The Collaborative Commons, and The Eclipse of Capitalism, the human resource has in their economy and vernacular, in fact, become a liability. And thus we see the soft kill occurring around the world, in the food, the air, the water, the medicine, or what's purported to be food, air, water, and medicine, etc. In virtually every corner of life, pun perhaps intended, this is what we see happening. And it's always, you know, it's alleged to be some kind of accident or unknown development, and yet it turns out it was known all along. Revelations brought to light at the CDC by William Thompson, for instance, demonstrate a hubris and a conspiracy rooted in greed, perhaps, that has been directly responsible for the injury and death of many people in America. Yet these things continue on. These are people who conspired in secret to do bad things, to withhold information on purpose, to manipulate data and skew study results to a predetermined conclusion. So back to the point, you know, once you first you have to realize that those kinds of things do actually happen. They actually do happen. People do, in fact, conspire to do bad things from time to time. And that should come as no surprise. Should come as no surprise. The Bible tells us all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There is none good, no, not one. So once you, and that's the first problem, if you depart from that worldview, so to speak, then you fall prey to or victim to, you become susceptible to the notion that somewhere there are people that are perfect. Oh, you know what? They're more virtuous than us, than we. I don't think so. It's not possible. Which brings me to Jefferson's bill for the more general diffusion of knowledge. Back in 1778, the preamble to a bill for the more general diffusion of knowledge is very instructive. Think about this concept. It's brilliant. You know, the father of public education in America. Think about this. Imagine if we actually had a system like this. Jefferson's preamble to a bill for the more general diffusion of knowledge. Whereas it appeareth that however certain forms of government are better calculated than others to protect individuals in the free exercise of their natural rights. What a concept. Individual, to protect individuals in the free exercise of their natural rights. Just think about that for a moment. And are at the same time themselves better guarded against degeneracy, yet experience has shown that even under the best forms, those entrusted with power have in time, by slow operations, perverted it into tyranny. Are we surprised that the possibility exists here? Why should we be? Continuing, and it is believed that the most effectual means of preventing this would be to illuminate, as far as practicable, the minds of the people at large, and more especially to give them knowledge of those facts which history exhibiteth, that possessed thereby of the experience of other ages and countries, they may be enabled to know ambition under all its shapes and prompt to exert their natural powers to defeat its purposes. And whereas it is generally true that the people will be happiest whose laws are best and are best administered, and that laws will be wisely formed and honestly administered in proportion as those who form and administer them are wise and honest. Once it becomes expedient for promoting the public happiness that those persons whom nature hath endowed with genius and virtue. Interesting. Whom nature hath endowed with genius and virtue. Listen to this. Should be rendered by liberal education, and that's the classic liberal sense, worthy to receive and able to guard the sacred deposit of the rights and liberties of their fellow citizens, and that they should be called to that charge without regard to wealth, birth, or other accidental condition or circumstance. But we'll continue on that note when we come back. Stick around more right after the short break.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, wake up, kiss that good light goodbye.
Final segment of the first hour. It's interesting, you know, if we depart from the great American experiment, as Reagan said in his legendary Time for Choosing speech, there is no place to run to. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to, as he put it. This is the last stand on earth. This is a republic uniquely rooted in the concept of self-government first. Do we govern ourselves well? Rhetorically speaking, back to Jefferson's preamble to the bill for the more general diffusion of knowledge. Just think about this. Just to conclude, whereas it is generally true that that people will be happiest whose laws are best and are best administered, and that laws will be wisely formed and honestly administered in proportion as those who form and administer them are wise and honest. Makes sense? And you can see the degeneration, the downward spiral in the amendments. If you read the amendments, the first 12 proposed, the first 10 accepted, on through to the 27th, I think you can see the downward spiral. Anyway, so proportionally not wise and not honest, it would seem, in the words of Jefferson. I suppose we'll have to conclude that thought at the top of the second hour here. We'll open up the phone lines and I will conclude that thought. I will try to make it crystal clear as much as possible at the top of the second hour. And if you'd like to comment on it or anything else on today's broadcast, feel free. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.